More homeowners are behind on their mortgages than at any time since the Great Recession. That's according to a new report from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And while the housing market is still hot, rising interest rates mean the mortgage market is cooling off. And let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money, for the latest. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So the CFPB says the situation isn't quite as bad as the 2008 mortgage crisis because of COVID-related forbearance programs that started with the CARES Act. How is that relief helping?
Well, I'm just glad you brought up the crisis in 2008 and 2009, because the government did a really rotten job of helping homeowners who were underwater at that time. And I think the lessons were learned very clearly. And so the CARES Act, as well as new efforts, were able to give people a lifeline. And that lifeline really meant that anyone who had a federal loan or a federally backed loan was able to go into forbearance, which essentially is like a timeout, that the mortgage company can't come and bug you for payments. You don't have to pay. Yes, there is interest that could be accruing, and each mortgage company might have something slightly different, but it was a real breath of fresh air and a real collective sigh of relief among those folks who were really scared they were going to either lose their jobs, lose hours, and get under pressure throughout the pandemic recession.
I want to ask you about something else, Jill. Black and Hispanic homeowners are twice as likely to be behind on their mortgage payments compared to white borrowers. This is according to the CFPB report that looked at 662,000 mortgage loans. Can you explain what's happening?
Well, we have talked about this in the past, and that is that Black and Hispanic workers have been disproportionately and negatively impacted by the COVID recession. They have been in occupations that have forced them either on the sidelines or, frankly, they had to take huge risks. And what's happened to these two groups in particular, as well as a lot of low-wage workers and younger workers, is that they really suffered much more dramatically than the overall population. So if you look at the number of Blacks and Hispanics that were in loan forbearance, you know, or delinquent, they are 33% of the, they account for 33% of loans in forbearance, 27% of the loans that are delinquent. But, you know, they only make up 18% of all mortgage balances. So again, they have been hit much harder than the rest of the general population.
Okay, I have a minute with you left, and I want to talk with you about something that is very frustrating for people who are looking for a home. Homes are being sold for thousands over the asking price. What are the largest implications of that tension in the market?
Well, okay, so here's what we know. We know that we came into this crisis with a housing shortage. The supply of homes had really dropped to low levels. Now it's at historic lows. Because there aren't enough homes for sale, prices have gone up. And now, at the very moment where some people are actually getting back to work and maybe they could afford homes, we have interest rates starting to tick up some. What's very important for anyone looking for a home, run the numbers. Do not reach beyond your budget, or you could find yourself in trouble in the future.
Good advice. That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. As always, thank you so much.
Great to be with you.